Hello, I am Jane Wilson, the Healing Rebel, and welcome to my podcast. I thought I would jump on today and do a wee quick solo show because we had a wonderful guest last week, Susan Perry, speaker coach, and we've got a wonderful guest again next week, Kat Patterson, two human beings that I absolutely adore. And I've come back from a Monday to Friday in Tenerife, feeling relaxed, feeling recharged, but also feeling a bit flat, a bit meh about, I don't know what about actually. Now, this could be hormones, it could be just still in holiday mode, not quite zhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhuzhu that it was important to share this, because I am a happy-go-lucky or a little ray of sunshine most of the time, but there are times where you're not. And I want you to know that that's okay to feel that way, that you are okay to just feel a bit meh sometimes. There is nothing wrong with that. You don't have to be upbeat and positive, because that can be false positivity. And if you're feeling a bit meh, then just take a step back, take some time for yourself. Now, I think for me, part of that is I have come home from a holiday after that Monday to Friday, keeping my mobile phone in my safe, and I've come back and started scrolling, which is all on me because that's discipline, but also not what I want to be doing with my life. And for whatever reason, I'm just not getting that motivation to go and do the things that it is that I want to do. Now, there will be people that will tell you, you just don't want to do those things enough. And there'll be other people that tell you it's willpower, and other people will tell you it's discipline, and other people that will tell you something else. And I'm going to just say, it is what it is. You can't make changes to your behaviour until you're aware of what it is you're doing and why it is that you're doing it. I've come back thinking, oh, I really need to answer these emails and respond to all these messages where people have wished me a happy birthday on my social media, which has been lovely. And I've made a list of excuses. And you go, huh, right, okay, what's going on here? And that's something that I need to sit with and work out for myself. It's not something to try and work out on a podcast where you're listening, thinking, Jen, what are you talking about? This is dull. This is boring. I do not want it to be dull and boring. But what I do want to do is share with you the post that I put out on my birthday. And it was my birthday reflections. So my birthday was the 26th of February. And I was 45 years old. And I'm just going to read it because I've got it on my social media. So 45 years on this planet, how the fuck did that happen? It has been quite the journey, filled with lessons that I never expected to learn. And here are a few nuggets of wisdom that I have picked up along the way. Like, seriously, this is not on the post, but this 45 years has gone by like that. Insane. Right, back to my post. No one has it all figured out. We are all just winging it, even the so-called experts, but we are all doing our best. Health is wealth. Every choice has a cost, so choose wisely. Trust me, when your health is taken away, all you want is to have it back. Be aware of anybody who claims to have all the answers. Get information from diverse sources and make your own decisions. This is your life. As I hit the halfway mark, priorities shift. Knowing that there's more life behind than is ahead is thrilling. What do I really want to do with the rest of this journey? Age is just a number, and I've got friends from all walks of life, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and I never think of them as being their age. I think of them as being the amazing human souls that they are. And I love every single one of them just because of the way they are. Life's challenges bring some friends close and others will drift away, and that's okay. This too shall pass. It's been my go-to mantra for these recent years. And I did see a meme today on social media when I was looking for my Sunday funnies. And it was, can somebody give me a timeline on when this too shall pass? And I thought, yeah, that's totally appropriate. Very, very appropriate. The weirdness, my weirdness is the best thing about me and the best thing about you too. I love to use the word fuck. It is so versatile, but of course, only use it in the right context. Listening is an art form. We have two ears and one mouth for a reason. Use them wisely. Setting boundaries has been a game changer. Saying no to others and yes to myself has been incredibly empowering. Rules are made to be broken, especially the ones that don't make sense. So go and walk on the grass. Not everyone will get you, and that's okay. Variety is the spice of life. Social media, I'm rolling my eyes here. I have a love-hate relationship with it. It is a great tool for connection. I have made some amazing friends, but those algorithms that have me scrolling for hours when I should be doing other things with my life, yes, there's a dark side to them for sure. Not everyone gets the chance to live to this age. Don't take whatever age you are for granted. So here's to another year of embracing the chaos, although some less chaos would be good. I'm going to keep on learning on this journey, cherishing every moment. So cheers to the first 45, and here we go into number 46. We definitely take life for granted, most of us. An age that isn't an age that is guaranteed, we have to make the most of every single minute. So if you take anything away from this podcast today, it's to take pause, acknowledge however it is that you're feeling, and then do something fun. Whatever fun looks like for you. If any of this has resonated with you and you think other people should hear it, please, please, please help me and help other people by sharing it, making sure that you follow, that you subscribe, and that we can share the message and pass on some positivity that's not toxic positivity. It's not happy clappy. It's not, oh yay, we're all amazing. Well, we are all amazing, but there are highs and lows in life, and your health is your wealth, and I want to help people heal, and I want to help people feel good in their bodies and in their life. So if you can help me help other people do that, I will be eternally grateful. Have a wonderful day, whatever it is you're up to. And if you haven't listened back to the previous 170 something podcasts, go and listen back to some of them or all of them, because they're amazing. The conversations that I've had over the years, just phenomenal, and I'm so grateful that people want to speak to me and that I get to speak to people and that they allow me to record those and then share them with you. Have a wonderful day, whatever you're up to.